Now probing near the three-point line. James stutter steps on the arc. Now accelerates. Pass in the corner. Carver for three. Yep. Hit the side rim. No. Durant rebounds.
Yeah, he got it. He got a good look. Now the shot was challenged, but a good look.
Durant for three in the lead. He's got it. 45 seconds to go. Warriors take the lead here in Cleveland.
I know. You got to be smart now. You know you only have one timeout left.
114-113 Golden State. 37 seconds left. Kyrie Irving dribbling against Klay Thompson out of the right wing. They clear out the right side. Yeah. Kyrie, crossover move to the right. Stutter steps beyond the arc. Shoots for three. Missed it short. Yeah. Curry the rebound with 25 seconds to go.
Before the series even started, we knew we was dealing with I said it after we won the East Conference Finals, that we're getting ready for a juggernaut. I mean, it's probably the most firepower, you know, I've played in my career. You know, I've played against some great teams. But I don't think no team has had this type of firepower, you know. So, you know, even when you playing well, you got to play like, you know, A++, you know, because they're going to make runs and they're going to make shots and they got guys that's going to make plays. So, you know, we made enough plays tonight to still win the ball game, but they made a couple more.
Well, at least it was close. I guess we can say this one's over. Let's get to it. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on. For Thursday, welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. It's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. It's a Thursday. Starting to feel a little bit like summer out there, finally. Well, actually, it has been since January, but that's all right. Getting a little warm. Hopefully, everybody has great weekend plans and is going to enjoy some hockey tonight. Hopefully, you enjoyed the basketball last night. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports, stuff like that. What's going on with you, man?
About the same.
Yeah, I figured.
Probably more sports today.
A lot of sports today.
Yeah.
It's a sportsy kind of day. It's also like a politics kind of day, and I did a really good job, I think, today on Twitter of not commenting on any of that stuff because I didn't want to get into it too much.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. There's a lot happening both locally and nationally that I just don't have any interest in getting pulled into right now.
So that will be avoided topics. Other than that, we're going to have a fun show, I think. I think it's going to be a fun day.
I hope so.
I guess we should start with last night's game, which was, I'm going to go with a death knell for the Cleveland Cavaliers, who, man, they did everything they could, and they're just not there. They just can't compete with this team.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure there's a team out there, or there's been a team out there that can compete with these guys.
I don't think so either. Yeah. And in fact, I got a tweet just before the show started. No, you got it too. LeBron conceding that his loaded team and himself not good enough to beat the Warriors. Debate that he's the greatest of all time closed.
No.
No. Now imagine if
we're gonna just do the instant reaction thing. Okay.
Right. It's silly. Now, and I also, if you go to the front page of ESPN.com right now, the front story is, have LeBron's finals opponents been better than MJ's? And I started thinking about that, and my Insta reaction is, yeah, way better. I mean, it's been mostly Spurs and Warriors.
Right.
And, I mean, when you think back, the tough thing for those Jordan Bulls back in the day was getting by the Knicks, the Pacers. That was their tougher series. And it's times have changed. The Eastern Conference is now sort of a joke, and they have an easy road. But back then, the Western Conference, just they weren't putting out the quality of teams that are there now. So, I mean, you can make an argument either way. I think it's silly to say because LeBron and the Cavs can't beat this Warriors team that somehow tarnishes his legacy. If you watch the game specifically last night, and I got a lot of this on social media, people pointing the finger at LeBron, and it's all, you know, he didn't step up when it counted and blah blah, he's the reason they can't win. The most telling stat of that game last night. Let's do some quick math. Jong, are you ready for math time?
Let me pull up my calculator.
Okay. How many minutes are in an NBA basketball game?
That's carry the two.
Yep.
Down, so it's 48.
48 minutes. LeBron James played 46 minutes.
Oh, well, if he were a man, he would have played all 48.
Night. Now, this is where the experiment gets tricky. So that left him, how many minutes was he not on the court?
Carry the two. Two.
2 minutes he was not on the court. LeBron James plus minus last night, plus 7. So if LeBron James was plus 7 when he was on the floor last night, and the Warriors beat the Cavaliers by 5 points, and LeBron only didn't play 2 minutes, don't you think you need to find a better target to point at than LeBron James?
No, because that's no fun. It's no fun.
Isn't that a crazy stat?
Yeah, it is.
That he was plus 7 in 46 minutes, and the team lost by 5 points. I mean, that's fascinating to me. And, I mean, today maybe it shouldn't all be about LeBron James. And, you can have discussions about who was the best player on the floor last night. I think it was LeBron James. I think Kyrie Irving looked pretty damn good, too. But at the end of the day, that team on the other side is just too much. Klay Thompson was ridiculously good yesterday on both ends. And, Klay Thompson is, I'm telling you now, maybe the most, now that the Warriors have four guys instead of three, Klay Thompson may be working his way into most underrated player in the league conversation. Because people just, he's like an afterthought. I think back to the promo poster that they first showed on ABC for the finals. And it was Love, Irving, and LeBron. And then on the other side, it was KD, Curry, and Draymond. And Klay's just, he's the forgotten guy. And then he has a game like he did last night. And if he would have shot a little bit more in game one, where I think he only scored like 6 or 8 points, you could argue that he's the MVP of the series because he's been so great defensively. And then the games that he had, game two and three, I mean, he was unbelievable. I don't think that this should be all about LeBron's shortcomings.
But that's not how things work.
When you're a guy of at that level, at the LeBron James level, you know, like what's a great score at the Masters? Like if you're a great round of golf,
64,
at Augusta.
65.
Okay,
that's a terrific round.
That's terrific, right? Let's say Tiger shot a 64. And some other guy on the last day shot a 61, which is just absurd, but someone did it and beat him. Like, would the talk would inevitably be about
Tiger choked.
Tiger choked. And it doesn't matter how great he was. If someone else did a little bit better or he didn't do enough, it somehow automatically takes away from his greatness, which is, I think it's the stupidest thing ever. And again, if you're watching these games with your eyeballs, there's no question who the best player in the world is. It's just a matter of,
but
it's,
you know,
it's
what?
No longer good enough just to have the best player in the world.
But you're probably looking at 2, 4, and 7.
Yeah.
And maybe 15.
Yep.
On the other team.
They're just stacked. And, you know, they got essentially a joke of a performance from Kevin Love last night.
Yeah.
He was a disaster. He rebounded well. But offensively, he was horrendous. And for some reason, he was shooting threes like he was J.R. Smith and just not making them. It was a weird night for some of the other guys on the Cavs. You know, like Richard Jefferson was playing a major role in that game by the end of it, which just seemed weird. And granted, he did okay. They had Kyle Korver taking meaningful shots at the end of the game, which, you know, I don't think is the wisest. But I guess what it boils down to is the last 2 minutes, the Warriors were better than the Cavs. Maybe the last 3.5 minutes, the Warriors were better than the Cavs. It felt like the entire second half, the Cavs were in control of that game. And when you have a team as deep as the Warriors are, they don't just go away late in games. No. If Steph is tired, Kevin Durant will shoot the ball. If Kevin Durant's tired, Klay Thompson will shoot the ball. I mean, they've just got guys for days. And, you know, Draymond Green was off offensively last night, and he was in foul trouble most of the game. Didn't matter because they've got enough bodies who are game changers. That it's so much. It's too much to overcome.
A couple things. 346 says, LeBron's attitude at press conferences and his comments make it easier to dislike him. Look, I don't like LeBron. I don't like Steph Curry either. That's got nothing to do with them on the court. And the guy's fantastic. And I know everybody who watched Space Jam wants to just continue to beat the Jordan drum. Go right ahead. But like Nestor says, here's a $1 million question. Would last night's game have slipped through Jordan's hands like that? I say no. I don't think Jordan's Bulls are close enough at the end for it to matter.
Yeah.
Against this team.
Let's say Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and Dennis Rodman played a team that had Hakeem and Larry Bird and Magic Johnson and John Stockton. It's not fair. We don't know what Michael Jordan would have done. Was Michael Jordan great? Yes, he was great. He's one of the best athletes in the history of time. Did he go up against a team like this Warriors team? Never once in his career did he look across the court and see something like this, because there's never been anything put together like this. It's like maybe you mentioned Space Jam when all those monsters were teamed up. That was the one time that he saw something that intimidated. And he did beat those monsters. But he also had a lot of cartoon characters on his team to help him. You can't say it because you will never know, because Michael Jordan never played against that. And as great as Michael Jordan was, and you can romanticize his legacy all you want, if you traded out LeBron James for Michael Jordan last night, you're not getting a different result.
No.
You're not. This is how good these Warriors are.
And that's the thing. Sometimes you just have to say, when you start talking about people's legacies and stuff, you build them and then you tear them down. And it's just kind of silly. It's really silly to me that, oh, this is because LeBron James isn't great enough, which is...
It's absurd.
When you got to look at the other team. And, you know, we see it in every sport. It's sometimes, you know, like the Falcons choked. Falcons had a Super Bowl. They choked that game away.
Yep.
But part of it was you had to have the greatness of Tom Brady and the Patriots on the other side. So it's a little bit of both. But in this case, you've just got a team that's so dominant and so much better that sometimes you just got to tip your cap and say, damn, they built a great team. And they're playing the best basketball of the season right now, and they have a chance. And I hope they sweep, because, frankly, I'd like to see them run through and go 16-0
and
run the table, because the series is over. And it doesn't matter what happens in the next game. The series is over. So you might as well go ahead and get it over with.
The Cavs are now 40-1 to win the title, which I'll remind you, I had a bet on the Cavs at 30-1. Before they had LeBron James on their team, and this was a preseason futures bet. So a LeBron James-less Cavs preseason bet 2 years ago
was
3 years ago now, was 30-1. The Cavs with Kyrie Irving, LeBron James, and Kevin Love down 3-0, 40-1. So it is a long, long, long shot. That's a big number, and I'm with you. It seems insurmountable, but I'll say what I always say: if there's anybody in the league who I could see doing it, it's LeBron.
Not happening.
I just don't think it's.
It's not happening. I'm not even going to entertain the possibility, because A, it's never happened.
No.
And B, it doesn't matter. It's done, and I can't see any way this thing turns around in any way, shape, or form.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. We'll continue talking about this. We'll take some calls on it as well. Got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. If you've got a faded pool deck, a grayed out patio, an outdated driveway, check into Carved Stone Overlay, which will give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for way less money. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. If your backyard's currently a blank slate, Allied will build it from the ground up. Whether you need a functional concrete patio or you want to go big boy and get the outdoor kitchen and the patio cover, all that, they can do it all, residential and commercial. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. There's so many great things to say about Allied. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a Carved Stone Overlay today. Get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
What does Dad really want for Father's Day? Visit us at Zadok Jewelers to find the perfect timepiece from over 25 of the world's finest Swiss watch brands, including Audemars Piguet, Breitling, Hublot, Tag Heuer, IWC, Longines, and Panerai. Give Dad a set of unique cufflinks from Deacon and Francis, or surprise him with a fine pen from our in-store Mont Blanc boutique. Zadok Jewelers is all about family, with a legacy of master jewelers spanning 7 generations. Visit us at Post Oak in San Felipe or at Zadok.com. Remember, they're jewelry stores, and then there's Zadok's.
Hi guys, it's Beth from Darling Way. It's wedding and anniversary season, and your bedroom should be the hottest place in town. Let her plan the wedding or dinner, but you make sure the real magic happens when it's just you and her as the lights go out. Whether you come alone, bring her with you, or send her for her bachelorette party, at Darling Way, we have what y'all need to ensure your own big bang over and over. Remember, at Darling Way, we make love easy. Darling Way, 3423 White Oak Drive in the Heights, and online at darlingway.com. Cheers to lots of love.
Hey, Houston homeowners, John Granato here for Renters Warehouse, your residential property management experts. Are you thinking about your future? How about your retirement plan? Then listen up. Rental property earns you equity appreciation, tax savings, and cash flow for the long haul, all while someone else pays your mortgage. The rent estate rush is here, and rents in Houston are on the rise. Now is the time to capitalize on renting out your home with Renters Warehouse. Get a free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com. Their rent estate advisors will find and warranty quality tenants in just a few weeks, meaning if tenants don't work out for any reason, they'll replace them for free up to 18 months. There's no marketing fees, no cancellation fees. Plus, 24/7 property management is just one low, flat monthly fee. So make your move into renting and invest in your future with Rent Estate. Call 713-224-RENT or go to renterswarehouse.com. That's 713-224-RENT. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. That's renterswarehouse.com.
Man's Best Friend has been the industry leader in Houston when it comes to dog training for the last 36 years. And to celebrate, Bob and his team are offering 50% off to all servicemen, police, firefighters, and teachers until June 10th, and 30% off for the rest of us. Head to mansbestfriend.com to book your evaluation and come see why they are the best in the city. I had my dog trained there, and we can't thank them enough. Head to mansbestfriend.com, book your free evaluation, and take advantage of this great offer until June 10th.
Have you ever been interested in learning horse racing but don't know where to start? Acing Racing 2016, the audiobook, is your path to winning on the ponies. With basic strategies and advanced wagering techniques, you'll learn everything you need to start betting at the track. Easily downloadable to all smart devices and computers, Acing Racing 2016 is a goldmine of information from me, Fred Fowler. Listen at the gym, in your car, or anywhere. After an hour and a half, you'll be ready to play at any racetrack in America, all for the low, low price of just $12.99. Go to GalMediaPublishing.com to download today. Acing Racing, your key to winning at the track.
Don't miss the Pasadena Gun Show this weekend only. Hundreds and hundreds of tables of guns, ammo, shooting supplies, and more. Everything you can imagine.
If you have ever considered purchasing a gun, now is the time. We have everything to make you comfortable choosing your gun.
Visit our website, HoustonAreaGunShows.com, for more information.
Or call us at 817-732-1194.
That's the Pasadena Gun Show this weekend only at the Pasadena Convention Center. Don't miss this show.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. We'll take some calls here in a second. I wanted to respond to a text, which I think is interesting. It says something interesting to consider. Could Jordan's Bulls do that against the Warriors last night? No, but could the Warriors go back in time with the physical game and refs letting them hammer each other and take on Jordan, Rodman, and Pippen, roughing them up? There were physical teams in that era, but not many. That is kind of a myth. I mean, for one thing, if you breathed on Jordan, he got a foul call.
That's true.
There wasn't any hammering there. And Scottie Pippen was a wuss. He's a good defensive player, but he wasn't physical. He wasn't tough. Rodman was. You know, Ron Harper played good defense, but yeah. Those guys wouldn't be able to. I don't think they could play with it's funny because I talk about how much more physical basketball. It really wasn't. There was an era that the Pistons won a couple titles with Lane Beer and those guys, and they were really.
It was a physical team.
Yeah, the Knicks under Van Gundy were a physical team. The Heat, when Mourning was there, was a physical team. So there's stretches of those, but. The sport wasn't more physical then. I mean, it got tightened up a little bit because there was a stretch there. I remember one Rockets game was Kiki Vandeweghe was playing for the Nuggets, and it was at the Rockets game, and it was 152 to 148, and the Nuggets weren't even playing defense in the fourth quarter. They were just walking up the court. There was a lot of that in the late 70s, early 80s. It tightened up a little bit, but the era that everybody considers so physical had a few teams that did that. I just don't think there were the skill players that there are now.
Yeah.
That's.
I mean, it's clearly a different class, especially a different class of shooter today for sure.
I know this sounds ridiculous, but what if the Cavs get this next win? I'm just an NBA fan and I need some hope. Otherwise, the sport is going to be trash the next 3 years.
That's kind of the thing. I mean, I'm torn on this. There's a lot of people who say, oh, the NBA's ruined because there's no – like, was anybody saying that when Jordan's teams were going – running through everybody, winning six out of eight? Like, did anybody think that the sport was ruined? Doesn't everybody look at that as like a golden era of the sport?
Yeah. I mean,
oh, it's no good. It sucks. Like, just enjoy the greatness. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Or dislike them. You can dislike them.
Yeah, I mean, you can hate on them too, but it's – it's kind of like if you're if you were an NBA fan in the mid 90s and you weren't a fan of the Bulls, well, sorry.
Sucked. Yeah.
Except for 2 years when Michael Jordan was gone for a year and a half of it. That was what you got. And I'd liked basketball then. I like basketball now, and honestly, man, I keep going back to this. If you're really a fan of basketball, I don't know how you don't enjoy watching this Warriors team. They do everything great. I mean, they're obviously a great offensive team. They're fun to watch. They move the ball around. They're good on defense. There's no ball hogs on the team. I mean, it's a fun game to watch. So I understand, you know, if they're not your team, it kind of sucks because your team's probably not beating them, but. It's not the first time this has happened in NBA history. You know, Celtics had how many Hall of Famers on a team for 10, 12 years? I mean, every once in a while a team comes around like this. And me personally, doesn't bother me. I enjoy watching that team play. I would have liked to see LeBron give them more of a push because I, in my head, all season long I've been saying that you know, if somebody's going to beat him, it's going to take LeBron James having some crazy performance. And he's had really, he's been really, really good, and it's still not enough. So it you know, in a way, it takes away from it a little bit. But how often were we going into these Bulls series saying, oh, I bet the Sonics beat them this year? No, you didn't. Oh, the Suns, they're going to get them. The Jazz will get them this year. No, you didn't think that. You knew what was going to happen. Yeah. Jordan was going to win it. It's welcome to welcome to the new Bulls. They're called the Golden State Warriors.
713-780-ESPN. I didn't enjoy that era either, though. I mean, I think it was nice that they won after they won the first couple. So that's cool. But to me, that gets boring when you know who's going to win. And I think we're getting to that with these guys. Let's let the people weigh in. We'll start with Donald. What's up, Donald?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, a couple things. First off, this whole thing of the hate of the Warriors, and I'm not a Warriors fan, but this is all part of this society, everybody gets a trophy mentality. You know what? They followed the rules. They put this team together, completely following those rules, and they're the best team in the NBA. So I agree with you, AJ. It's fun. It is fun to watch them. They score a lot of points, but they also do the other stuff too. They play defense. They get rebounds. They do the entire thing that it allows that offense to be so good. And then the deal with the hate of LeBron, just go back 4 years ago. Take that team that was pretty close to the same thing with the exception of Kevin Love, and where were they? They were a lottery team. And the guy's averaging a triple-double in the finals, and you're going to kill him? And, you know, Jordan wasn't the happiest guy to be around when they lost a game during the regular season, much less if they lost a game during the playoffs. So why are we killing him for not having a big smile on his face when his team just got worked?
Yeah. I mean, he's not going to be happy. And it's not an easy thing to know that the team you're playing against is better than you. You know, it's I'm sure it's frustrating, but what do you get to do about it?
Yeah, it's
and I'm sure in the off season they're probably going to work to improve. I mean, that's my guess. So,
but I honestly, at this stage, if the Warriors bring back everybody and they can, I mean, they're going to have to pay $260 million for them, but they easily could. I mean, I'm not sure that there's anybody you can add that gets you there. Even to LeBron,
because
you're also going to be talking about a LeBron who's a year older.
Yeah,
let's try.
But he's—I mean, he's clearly not—he's
not done. But yeah, at some point.
Well, the reality, and I guess LeBron at some point said that he'd like to add Chris Paul or Paul George to this team or Carmelo. The problem is, all those guys play positions that you've got covered on this team. I mean, if there's anybody to bring, you need to find yourself a big. I mean, I know they're, and at this point, they're paying Tristan Thompson to the point where
he is not worth the money.
He is not living up to that contract. And I know he's LeBron's boy, and LeBron got him that money, but that was not a smart move or a two guard. And there just isn't one of those guys floating around that's that much of a difference maker, I don't think.
Brandon.
You're sports.
Hey, sports, man.
Hey, hey guys, first time caller, but I've been listening for about 3 years and I can't get enough of your show. I try not to miss any shows. I just want you to know you're doing a great job.
Thanks, man.
All right, this is for AJ, and Fred, you can comment on this if you want to also. One of the plays down the stretch, LeBron had Draymond on him. I believe he had five fouls and he chose to pass it to Kyle Korver. And we know LeBron does this numerous of times. We don't know why, but he chose to do it again. I just really don't think you can put him in the same conversation of Jordan or Kobe when numerous times he passes on opportunities where, since it's your team and, you know, you're the best player on the team, you should be dictating what happens down the stretch. You shouldn't be passing the ball, especially when the lane is as open as it was and the person guarding you has five fouls.
Well, first of all, that Kobe comment, that's – That's ridiculous. If you don't think LeBron James is a better basketball player than Kobe, I don't even know what I can't have this talk with you.
Didn't Kobe pass the ball to Ron Artest to win that the last
yes,
game?
Yes, he did
against the Celtics.
But
didn't Michael Jordan pass to John Paxson and Steve Kerr?
This is
a bunch
the thing.
Of bull.
That's what great players do: is they pass when they should, and they shoot when they should, and.
But that's why
the memorable moments they happen when the great player shoots, obviously. But
that's the thing that gets lost about why it's still a team sport, because it might, yeah, there would I've liked to seen him try to drive to the basket, maybe, but he had an open look and he got the ball to the guy, and theoretically he's supposed to knock that shot down.
Well, yeah, let's
and
also
that's
keep
part
in mind
of the decision making process.
Let's keep in mind the guy he passed to is like a 45% 3-point shooter, like one of the best 3-point shooters in the league. It ain't a bad decision. I don't know. I mean, the guy is damned if he do, damned if he don't. You know, if he gets an offensive foul called on him there, you know, why didn't he kick it out to Kyle Korver? There's no winning for that guy. Yeah, everybody's gonna believe what they believe.
Yeah.
I mean.
713-780-ESPN.
I still cannot stand with this. LeBron's not better than Kobe. Yeah. Give me a break.
J off 288. One takeaway from last night: the Rockets are so far away from this Warriors team. So far,
and
guess what?
Boy.
It's not just them. Spurs are a long way from this team. The Cavs are obviously a long way from this team.
Yeah. Think about that though. If the Cavs and the Warriors, or the Cavs and the Spurs, are this far away. Think about where everyone else is.
Yeah.
Because think about how far away the Rockets were from the Spurs at the end of it. You know, it's not, they're good. They're really absurdly good.
I saw a tweet. I know you have to get into a read earlier today that said, what if the Rockets and the Clippers put a team together? You had Chris Paul, James Harden. I think you had Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, and who's the Clippers small forward? Well, anyway, it was a roster of that, and then the bench. I'm like, that team's
you
not beating
the
Warriors.
Yeah, take the Warriors for sure. I just don't. I mean, they've got great chemistry. They're unselfish.
They play better defense than they get credit for. Too
way better defense than they get credit
and good
for.
Good team defense, which and that's something that the Cavs had some breakdowns last night, and. You know, they're just a lot of shots. What are you doing letting that happen that you really didn't need to let happen? But you know what? That's what happens when the Warriors are your daddy. And you should take care of your daddy, because Father's Day is this Sunday. And dads are hard to shop for. You want to get a great-looking gift that's useful, doesn't break the bank. And this year, Harry's shave sets have you covered. You're still time to get dad the perfect gift from Harry's. No matter who you're buying for, this year, save money with Harry's with a special offer. For the Blitzers, use coupon code BLITZ at checkout to save $5 off your set. Now, if you want to get one for yourself, they start at just $15. How about a razor handle, shave cream, three of Harry's five-blade engineered razors? Or how about this, a personal and practical Father's Day gift? The limited edition Father's Day shave set includes a black razor handle, a chrome razor stand, Harry's moisturizing foam shave gel, three of Harry's handcrafted blade cartridges, and a travel cover. And it comes in a great gift box that looks fantastic. You don't even need to wrap it. Go to harrys.com right now and redeem a special offer just for the Blitzers. Harry's is going to give you $5 off your purchase with promo code BLITZ. Don't wait. Father's Day is this Sunday and time is running out. Order today, harrys.com. Enter code BLITZ at checkout and get $5 off.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a Zadok Jewelers ESPN 97.5 Sports Update.
Zadok Jewelers, Houston's premier luxury jeweler for more than 40 years.
Here's Matt Pauly.
ESPN 97.5 reminds kids between 6 and 17 that if you're a CCA Texas member, you can fish in the 28th Annual Star Tournament with a chance to win $25,000 or $50,000 in scholarships. The Astros, after winning 11 in a row, have now lost 2 in a row. They fall to the Royals yesterday 7-5. However, Dallas Keuchel was a late scratch due to illness. The two teams are wrapping up the series tonight. For the Astros, Lance McCullers, he's 6-1 with a 2.71 ERA. He is set to be opposed by Kansas City's Jason Hamill, who's 2-6 with a 5.93 ERA. The Rangers lose to the Mets yesterday 4-3. Today is an off day, their third off day in 8 days. They begin a series against the Nationals coming up tomorrow.
I'm Matt Pauly with this sports update on ESPN 97.5.
The Usual Suspects with Joel Blank and Barry Laminack.
They're going to get a big against Maps against Harden. It's not going to end well.
Hey,
and
Shay. I think there's Shay, real quick. Are you an intern here?
Yes.
Hang up on him. Hang up. He's done. I'm so tired of interns calling here. Like, you work here, bro. Why are you coming in? All right, it's time. Here's the here's the
30%. So mean.
And you may have to dump me because I'm this close to using foul language. These gosh-forsaken interns feel it so required that their opinion be told to us. Bro, start a podcast. It's unbelievable. Bro, God, I'm going to cuss. I need to do yoga like
dude,
right now.
You are angry. Skip salty. Oh, you went right to angry.
The Usual Suspects. Weekdays from 1 to 4 on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
For years, you've been thinking about LASIK. You've been talking about LASIK. And now, there's never been a better time to do something about LASIK. Right now, LASIK Plus is offering LASIK starting at just $250 per eye. If you're nearsighted, farsighted, or have an astigmatism, LASIK Plus, America's most recommended LASIK provider, can help fix your vision for only $250, our best price ever. So get rid of the daily hassles of contacts and glasses and enjoy the newfound freedom of LASIK from LASIK Plus. Call 844-261-2020 today and schedule your free LASIK exam. Dr. Steven Whiteside has performed over 25,000 procedures and is one of the most experienced LASIK surgeons in Texas. So take advantage of this amazing $250 price today. Call 844-261-2020 or visit LASIK250.com. Results may vary. Restrictions apply. See details at LASIK250.com.
Unfiltered with John Granato and Sean Salisbury.
There is no true competition. Savage is the starter, and he'll remain the starter until injured or proven ineffective during the regular season. So while GM Rick Smith has said Watson will compete for the job, it won't be the typical competition that entails the splitting of first-team reps with a winner announced before week one. That's from John McClain. So it's not a true competition for the job would be who split reps.
Yeah, they won't split reps to start. Stay tuned. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think it'll come to that point.
Okay. A whole bunch of people seem to have a whole lot of confidence in a guy they've seen play one game and can't stay on the field. Now, I hope he does. I'd love to see it. Hey, the best thing could happen if Watson has to sit for 2 years and Savage plays great, and then they get an asset by trading him to some other team for a draft pick and then play Watson. But I don't know why everybody thinks he's so great right now. What has he done?
Unfiltered. Weekdays from 11 until 1 on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Ryan Soroka, our buddy from over 8th Wonder Brewery, is going to talk about another IPA they just came out with called IP8.
That's right, John. Hey, Houston, IP8 is 8th Wonder's double IPA. It's hoppy, it's sticky, it's dank. Need we say more? Well, I will say more. It's 8.8% ABV, and it sits at 88 IBUs. For all you hop lovers, this contains Warrior, Citra, and Cascade. Enjoy this big, tasty beer. Cheers.
Cheers.
ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center. This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. 610 West, loop northbound at Old Katy Road. Watch for a stall. But if you're on the North Freeway, I-45 northbound near the Woodlands Parkway, we're getting reports of an accident. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito, home of the $5 Chicken Burrito Monday. Uberito above and beyond your basic burrito.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780, ESPN's your number. And, yes, Father's Day is next Sunday. I read next week's copy that I had to record earlier, but it's the same deal. So you're good. John, you said you sent me the copy on this? I can't find it.
I'll send it again.
Okay. I'm struggling with my emails. I'm getting so many these days.
I'm going to need some water.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Hey, John, can you send some of those interns to get us some cups of water?
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, we got about 12 of them out there. So.
Yeah, there's a solid crew going on out there.
I will, a couple people are asking, I will have a podcast with RJ on the Belmont. We're going to do that tonight after the show, so it'll be up tonight. And all the horse analysis and stuff will also be up. So, and if you haven't checked out pregame.com, they redid the website. Much, much better now. So go check it out. Let's try, is it Jones? What's up, Jones?
Sports, fellas.
Sports to you, sir.
Yeah, I know y'all not Melo fans. I think he's been punished for not being as great as LeBron James. But my question was basically if with Kevin Love at the five and Melo at the four, Tristan Thompson out of there, do you think the Cavs? How do you think that'll work out? Or you think it's even possible? Thank you.
I don't think it's possible. I think Kevin Love gets abused at the five. I think the team gets worse defensively. If you do that, I don't know. And I still don't see Melo going there. And maybe being around LeBron would make Carmelo a better player, but Carmelo to me is one of those guys who, and you said he's punished because he's not as good as LeBron. I just think he's just not, he's not a team guy. And when you look at what makes LeBron great, is he makes everybody around him better. Look at what's making the Warriors so great, is that it's not about anybody's stats. It's about everybody moving the ball around. Whoever's hot on any given night takes the shots. There's no showboating. There's no glory. There's no crying about who's getting MVP votes. They just ball. And I don't know that Carmelo's a great fit in that.
But, I mean, at this stage of his career, maybe he subjugates his game a little bit, and
maybe so,
and it makes a difference. Okay, so Garbanzo Mediterranean Fresh brought us falafel.
Yes,
this is amazing.
It's very, very good.
Yeah, and they're having the Free the Falafel at Garbanzo. They're treating guests to a complimentary order of fresh handmade falafels and a side of scratch made sauces. The red chili sauce is terrific. That's what I got. I think that's what you got too.
Yeah,
and
I mixed the red chili sauce with the tzatziki or whatever you call that Greek sauce.
Yeah, I just did the red chili.
You read straight.
Yeah, and they are at 947 Gessner Road, and you can claim your free falafel before June 14th. They're doing the jalapeno falafel. That's their specialty flavor they're offering now. And the leading Mediterranean cuisine is dedicated to satisfying every palate, including vegetarian and gluten-free diners, and believes it's simple, tastes better. And I love Mediterranean food. It's funny how almost every country in the region claims Mediterranean food here in America.
Yeah.
Like my people do, and this is really good. Some of the better falafel that I've had here. So go check them out, Garbanzo Mediterranean Fresh. And yeah, I'm going to need water here because it's pretty spicy.
It is.
It's
but it's very, very good stuff. When I think of falafel, all I can think about is Bill O'Reilly, and the idea of it is vile. But
yeah, well,
then I ate some. This is the first time I've eaten some since Bill O'Reilly was known to assault someone with it.
Well,
and now
it's no longer disgusting.
It's no longer gross. It's back to being delicious.
All right. Well, speaking of delicious,
let me tell you about my boys over at Raisin Cane's and. Their food is delicious because they do things the right way. You know, they are using quality ingredients. Everything is always fresh. never frozen, the chicken fingers. You know, they've got one love, and that's making the best chicken finger meals. And it starts with those quality ingredients. The sides are out of this world. The French fries, the crinkle cut grade A fries, the Texas toast. It's nice, thick slice with garlic butter, the coleslaw, the lemonade, and, of course, the cane sauce, which is handmade daily, not prepackaged. It's handmade in every store daily. Like I said, they're doing things the right way. None of the chicken goes into the fryer till you walk in the door. You know, it's never sitting under a heat lamp. That's not the way they do things. You know, they're also helping out in the community as well. They're working with education, pet welfare, feeding the hungry, promoting active lifestyles. They do a lot for the community. 25 locations and counting in the Houston area. Find the one nearest you. Stop by today and make it a Raising Cane's night. Raising Cane's, one love.
ESPN 97.5.
The 2017 Sugarland Skeeters are back to defend their 2016 Atlantic League Championship. With affordable pricing and family-friendly activities throughout the stadium, a Skeeters game is the perfect day for the entire family. Check out the Picnic Plaza and Playland for the kids, and the popular Bud Light Plaza for the adults. Plus, post-game fireworks shows after every Friday home game. Get out and support your Sugarland Skeeters this season. Get your tickets today at SugarlandSkeeters.com. That's SugarlandSkeeters.com.
Clients in Chicago, but you're based in LA? With GoToMeeting, you can meet like you're there even when you're miles apart. GoToMeeting's one-click access, HD live webcam, and screen sharing capabilities will help you meet with success no matter where you are. Start free at GoToMeeting.com.
So you want an amazing engagement ring with an equally incredible diamond, right? Not the most expensive, but the highest quality, most dazzling diamond she's ever seen. At Robbins Brothers, that same passion to please drives us too. Our diamond buyers, the pickiest in the business, select only the finest, so you're sure to find the one that speaks to her that glorious day she says yes. And now through July 2nd, get interest-free financing for 30 months on purchases of $1,500 or more. Visit Robbins Brothers Clear Lake or Houston Loop today. Subject to approval, 30 equal monthly payments required.
Glenn Davis here, host of Soccer Matters, reminding you that nothing goes better together than great friends and Bud Light. Bud Light knows that moments spent with friends are the ones that really matter, and that late-night stories are best served cold. So as you swing by your friend's apartment or head to the bar for happy hour, make sure you grab some ice-cold Bud Lights. Make tonight tomorrow's story. Because with Bud Light, you're not just drinking beers. You're building friendships. Bud Light, proud sponsor and official beer of Soccer Matters.
Houston, get ready for the fourth edition of the annual Texas Trucking Show, June 23rd to the 25th, now at NRG Center. Find over 150 companies offering all types of products and services for the heavy-duty industry in one single venue. Trucks, trailers, truck parts, truck accessories, truck driving jobs, and much more. The show starts on Friday, June 23rd from 1 to 8 p.m., and admission is free. Plus, meet the Blitz from 4 to 7. For more info and a list of exhibitors, visit TexasTruckingShow.com.
Are you a healthy male between 18 and 39 with a post-high school education? Fairfax Cryobank is looking for you to help others build happy, healthy families. Average $4,000 in 6 months once accepted. Visit BeASpermDonor.com to learn more. That's BeASpermDonor.com.
Hey guys, who owns a truck? You? All right, listen up. Did you know that Ranch Hand Truck Fitters had a new name? Truck Fitters. They're still the number one source for ranch hand products and for all your fleet and truck accessory needs. Truck Fitters on 1960 West near Jones Road is truck headquarters for everything from grill guards and bumpers to toolboxes and flatbeds. And our services include expert installation, custom painting, and custom fabrication. To upfit your truck and more, it's Truck Fitters, 1960 West near Jones Road or at truckfitters.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. July 5th, FX is premiering a new original series, Snowfall. To get you ready for the new series, executive producer John Singleton wants to send you and a guest on a four-day, three-night trip to L.A. You'll attend the world premiere screening and see how crack began when Snowfall premieres. Listen each day for your chance to qualify and be in the grand prize drawing. You could be on your way to L.A. HD show with Fred Davis and All-Pro Henry Thomas tonight at 7 o'clock. And, yeah, I hadn't checked the text, but they had beaten us to the O'Reilly falafel jokes.
Yeah.
All right, let's zip through some calls here to end this segment, and maybe we'll move on to some other stuff when we get to the top. Start with Tommy. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Sports.
Yeah, that segment with LeBron James and Michael Jordan. But everybody forgot about Kobe, like he never existed.
No, Kobe existed. He's just not in that same conversation.
Why, though?
Because Kobe's not even the best player that played on the Lakers. He's not even the best player on most of his championship teams.
Magic Johnson said he's the greatest Laker of all time.
Well, Magic Johnson's being nice. Magic Johnson's a better player than Kobe.
How?
What do you mean how? He's just a better player. He's a better basketball player than Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant's a fantastic scorer. Great scorer all the time.
He
doesn't
Magic
make his
Johnson.
Teammates better.
But Magic could be defended. Magic could be defended. Kobe can't be defended.
That's possible. But if Kobe's having an off night, he doesn't know how to make his teammates better. Magic did.
But look, ain't no category is greater than scoring.
Okay, then in that case, Wilt Chamberlain is the greatest of all time.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, Karl Malone is greater than Kobe Bryant because Karl Malone, he's number two all time, right, behind Kareem?
Yeah, I still think if you're ranking Lakers, I have it Magic, Kareem, Kobe.
I'm in the same. I'm right there with you. And but, Kobe is great as a Laker because he played there his entire career. Was Kobe better than Shaq when they won those championships? I say no. But, there's room for debate with everything.
Yeah.
I just feel like Kobe's not in a conversation.
Magic.
And I don't mean it as disrespect to Kobe. And
that's the thing. It doesn't
Kobe's a great player. He's a Hall of Famer. He's just in that next level of conversation. He can get in on that. Who's better? He can get in on that Magic Johnson or Kobe Bryant conversation. He can get in on that Larry Bird or Kobe Bryant conversation. He's just not in that Magic. He's not in that Mike or LeBron conversation. That's all.
And I think Magic was a better all-around player because he could score if he needed to, and you could defend him, but you might be able to slow him down from scoring. But he was such a great passer. He's probably the best passer I've ever seen, and he would get other guys baskets. He had talent around him to get baskets. He could also rebound. I mean, the guy could do everything, and he was a 6'9" point guard. And the other thing about Magic is there was always one point of the game where he would just take over. And all the great players, Kobe does that too. But Magic could take over the game in so many other ways, especially passing the basketball.
Elvis Presley on Twitter, his handle's Hakeem Supreme. Salty, just salty. The Rockets are not far off from the Spurs. Do I need to post the box score from Game 6? Where the Spurs were without their best player?
I'll leave that for you to deal with. You didn't tweet me, so I have no comment.
Let's be realistic. I mean, again, the Rockets are in that conversation for that next tier. But they're that, and now I think you can break it up into its own tiers. There's Warriors tier, there's Cavs, Spurs tier, and then there's a bunch of other teams. And you can argue Rockets are the best of those other teams. I don't care. I don't think there's any other team that I'll defend, and say they're better than the Rockets. The Rockets are pretty solid, but they're just not in that conversation with those three teams. That's a different weight class.
Will says LeBron critics expect him to have a jumper over Russell moment every night. MJ didn't do that as often as they think. No, he didn't, but people romanticize things too. All right, let's try Quentin.
Hey, sports guys.
Hey now, sports.
Hey man, love the show. Hey, I'm gonna have to disagree with you guys on what the previous caller had. You guys talk about LeBron and Michael Jordan. In my opinion, I don't think even LeBron is at Kobe status yet.
Well, yes. The fact that you're saying LeBron means that you're clearly biased on the opinion, and I don't know if he just. If you're sad because he left to Miami, I don't know what your problem with him is. But if you're talking about watching the guy play ball and you call him LeBum, I don't even want to talk basketball with you because you don't know what you're saying. LeBum. That's so old. I mean, this dude's been to – he's in his seventh straight NBA finals. Yeah, what a scrub. What a bum. I can't talk basketball with you and have a real conversation if you're going to act like LeBron James isn't even in a discussion for the greatest player that we've ever seen. If you can't at least accept that he's great, whether you like him or not, and I know Fred doesn't like him. I know a lot of people don't like him. I don't always know why, but if you can't watch his game and like just speaking on his game alone, you don't think he's great. I don't want to talk basketball with you because you're ignorant. It's just not a good conversation.
Well, I've explained why I don't like him. You just choose not to agree. But I, as far as what he does on the court, it's a different animal.
It's indisputable that.
And let me just say this. If you call in to a talk show and you're calling somebody LeBum or you're talking about the Cowgirls or anything like that, pretty much whatever comes after is useless. Yeah. Because you're obviously operating from a position of you hate this person, you right. hate this team. The Lastros.
Yeah.
If you come with that, then we're probably just going to hang up on you because
I don't know how these Cowgirls fans think their team's better than the Texans. Okay, you showed your whole hand right there.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. Exactly. This LeBum, and I think he called him that three times.
Yes, we heard it the first time. You didn't have to keep calling him LeBum.
Right. It was just as non-clever the second time as it was the...
Joshua asked, would we put Dream in that second tier? Depends on how big we're making these tiers.
Well, yeah, because I don't think I would put him on a tier with Kobe. I think he'd be a step below that.
I think so, too. I think Hakeem is probably tier three in all-time greatness, which, listen, tier three of the all-time great list, I mean, he's there with guys like Tim Duncan, and, you know, it's not a sad place to be, in my opinion.
No.
But.
All right, one more call. Pedro.
Jerry West might be on that team.
Well, but see, now you're getting into the guys that I never saw play, like Oscar Robertson, Jerry West.
Right.
And Wilt, I can't really comment on, but because all I've seen is
highlights.
Yeah. Let's try Pedro. Pedro.
Hello.
Hey, Sports Pedro.
Hey, man. Great call, AJ, on telling that guy about LeBron, man. I hate guys that do that. But anyways, what I wanted to talk about was, who you think is the Jordan of the Warriors team? Would it be Curry or Durant? I personally think it's Curry. He won one without Durant. And, you know, Durant hasn't done anything. To me, he's a Scottie Pippen.
I think that's what's great about this Warriors team is I don't think they have a Jordan. I think that they are, again, like I said, it doesn't rely on one guy to elevate them. It's weird for me because I think Kevin Durant's probably a better overall player than Steph Curry. But I've also seen Steph Curry win a championship, and I saw KD basically cry. I've seen LeBron James make KD cry to his mom on national TV because he was just roasting him. And I've seen him get smoked in a finals. I've seen him get smoked by the team that he's playing for now and then go play for that team the next year. So I think there's a discussion to be had on who's more valuable to that team, Curry or KD. But the fact that they were pretty good before Kevin Durant got there. They were winning titles without Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant wasn't winning titles without the Warriors. But I also, like I said at the beginning of the show, I don't think that one man makes that team go any more than the others. I think they're all playing their role.
All right, guys. Father's Day is next week, so now is the time to make the order. If you want to get your dad the perfect gift, if he loves to grill but hates the hassle and poor quality at the grocery store, well, guess who has you covered? Omaha Steaks. The perfect Father's Day gift. For only $59.99, you can get this limited-time Father's Day package when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter Fred in the search bar to apply the savings. And these steaks are terrific. They're great if you want to have if you buy this package, $59.99, you buy this package, you're going to have enough to have a party with, or your dad can eat on it for a week, maybe 2 weeks. Right now, they're giving a limited-time offer just to the Blitzers for Father's Day. So you need to get this in today. Really an amazing deal. 68% off Omaha Steaks Father's Day packages. Here's what you get. Your choice of either a huge 30-ounce T-bone or 4 6-ounce tender filet mignons, 4 all-beef Omaha Steaks ground beef sliders, 4 award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 4 potatoes au gratin, a 2-pound premium New York cheesecake, a jar of signature steak seasoning, plus 4 additional ground beef sliders for free. And we've been, the wife and I have been hitting on these things now for a couple weeks, and we still have stuff left. That's how much there is. And the cool thing is it gets sent right to your door. Again, get this limited time package for only $59.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type Fred in the search bar, and add a Father's Day package to your cart. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type Fred in the search bar, grab your dad, and fire up the grill.